Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to the end of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. for Sunday school. At 10:45, our worship service begins, and then Sunday evening at 5 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can also be seen on the local cable channel 97 on the second and fourth Thursday night at 8 p.m. Our services are also found live on YouTube. Our church is located 1 mile off the Mountain View Road in Tryon. We're just an old-fashioned Bible-believing church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.
I once heard a story of a sainted old mother who had lived out her life here on earth. As she lay on her deathbed, her friends gathered round her. These were the last words she said. Oh, look what I'm trading for a mansion. Oh, look what I'm leaving behind. Oh, look who'll be there to greet me when I step in God's sweet paradise. I'm leaving behind all my sorrow. I'm leaving behind all my care. I've traded it all for a mansion has gone to prepare. Her hands were so feeble and her voice was so low, but she still had a smile on her face. She said, I hear singing and they're waiting for me. Then she looked up toward heaven and said, oh, look what I traded for a mansion. Oh, look what I'm leaving behind. Oh, look who'll be there to greet me when I step in God's sweet paradise. I'm leaving behind all my sorrow. I'm leaving behind all my care. I've traded it all for a mansion that Jesus has gone to prepare.
Had a good life here before, and the Lord has blessed me so. Oh, but sometimes I just want to go home. Friends and family I have here, and their love I hold so dear. Oh, but sometimes I just want to go home. Home has never looked so good to me. The tears are gone and spirits there are free. When it seems that I'm almost falling, I see tomorrow and it keeps me going. There's no turning back, I just got to make it home. Now there's a Savior that I've never seen. I want to thank Him for all He's been to me. Oh, sometimes I just want to. A golden street as clear as crystal that my feet are longing to walk upon. Oh, sometimes I just want to go home. Home has never looked so good to me. All the tears are gone and spirits there are free. When it seems that I'm almost falling, I see tomorrow and it keeps me going. Oh, there's no turning back, I just got to make it home.
Far away is a land where there'll be no more heartache, heartache. morning.
Amen. Hebrews chapter number 11, and the Bible said, beginning in verse number 23, that by faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child. And they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he be destroyed by the firstborn should touch them. By faith the Bible said they passed through the Red Sea as dry land, which the Egyptian is saying to do were drowned. Our Heavenly Father and our God, as we come before you this morning, how we thank you once again, Father, for the blessings of life, all that you've done for us, God, how good and wonderful, God, that you've been to us this week to watch over us and care for us and provide for us abundantly, God, that our cup has certainly run over this week. And Father, I thank you for your word this morning, God, that we're able to look into, God, find direction, instruction, and our correction, God, for our life, encouragement. I am the day and hour we live in this generation that we're coming up in. I am this season of time and this period of grace that we live. We thank you so much, God, for your presence in our life. We pray for these made mention that are sick this morning, God. Be visiting the nursing homes and the hospitals. I am the bed of affliction this morning, God. I pray wherever your people are gathered together, you'd be in the midst this morning. May the name of Christ be exalted, may be high and lifted up, and may it bring some precious soul out of the saving knowledge of Christ this morning. May they be born again. I am the family of God. I pray you to anoint your men this morning, God. Use them to preach your word and to declare your precepts this morning. Have your way and your will in our lives, and we'll thank you and praise you this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning. And amen. Once again this morning, we want to continue in the theme or the thought this morning concerning our young folks this morning. And I want you to pay particular notice this morning to verse number 24. And the Bible said when Moses, when he was come to years. And I want to preach on that thought this morning concerning when you come to years. When you come to years, it simply means that there came a day when Moses made his own decisions, made his own choices, that he spake for himself, that he alone was responsible for his actions. And now there was a time when his opportunities were very limited. His input was not required or necessary. He was told what to do and when to do it and where to go. And all that justified was why, because I said so. But you know the Bible said in 1 Corinthians 13 in verse 11, Paul said, when I was a child, I spake like a child, I thought like a child. But when I became a man, I put away my childish things. There's a time he was under authority. He is subject to the powers that be. But the Bible said there's a day when he came to years, a time he had to stand on his own feet, make up his own mind, choose his own way this morning. And I know that there's a lot of young folks, I say, what a blessed day. I can't wait till I grow up. I can't wait till I get out and do what I want to do. Dear friend, what I want to tell you this morning, have these three things you need to consider this morning. Dear friend, before you get all excited about doing your own thing this morning, when you come to years, you'll understand it's not always easy to know what to do. Amen. There's a great difference in deciding how to do what needs to be done or just doing what you've been told to do. Amen. When somebody else makes a decision, somebody else is going to pick up the pieces. Somebody else is going to be responsible. Amen. I found out when I came to years, brother, there's a lot more praying and thinking and considering that goes on in the choices and decisions of our life. Amen. You just can't do what feels right. You can't just do what everybody else is doing. Brother, I'm telling you, when you come to years, you'll find out it's not easy, dear friend, to know what to do. And also you'll find out, dear friend, you're always under authority. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling your parents, it's just the beginning. Dear friend, you come to years, you'll have employers. You'll have judges. Dear friend, I'll tell you, if you get married, you'll have a mother-in-law. I don't care if you move to the darkest, deepest, dear friend, place in Africa, you'll still have to live by the law of the jungle. Amen. Dear friend, you'll never get out from under authority that's in your life. And number three, brethren, you understand this. When you come to years, you've also got to bear the burden of the consequences of your choices. Amen. The choices of our life dictate the life that we live. Amen. And you're going to find out, brother, how there's things that you're going to decide, they're going to trace back to you. They're going to hold you responsible for. And there's going to be a time, brother, when you can't pass the buck anywhere else. Amen. You'll have to stand and face the music yourself. And brother, I'm telling you, that's not an easy thing to do. But before we go any further, I want you to notice in verse 23, the Bible talks about his parents. Amen. Dear friend, the Bible said this morning that Moses had some godly parents. Amen. And I know when you mention parents nowadays, a lot of you young punks, I think we're talking about those folks that are controlling your life. Those folks that are keeping you from doing what you want to do. Have those folks that are making you miserable. No, I'm talking about those folks that are working themselves to death so you can have more than they did. Amen. That's right, little Missy. I'm talking about those that put food on the table and clothes on your back and a roof over your head. Have those that have walked through the fire and cut their own heart out. If it's spare you some grief. Amen. Their names are not mentioned here in Hebrews chapter 11. Amen. Well, that's most of the time fitting. Dear friend, parents don't get the credit for the sacrifices and the difficulties. That is the joy of their life in raising their children. They just get the blame when things go wrong. Amen. Let me tell you something. You need to respect your parents. I love them. Dear friend, don't talk back to them. You ought to speak well of them. Dear friend, don't disgrace them in your mannerism. Amen. Because it reflects upon them the way you dress, the way you talk, the way you act. Amen. Dear friend, you ought to relinquish command of them. Obey them. As the scripture said this morning, dear friend, well, preacher, I thought there's a time. Yeah, when you get married, you can forsake your parents and cleave unto your wife. Amen. And when you do that, you would to God you'd back home under your parents. Amen. And God said you better remember them. Dear friend, this morning, because he said, dear friend, if you'll honor your father and your mother, your days will be long upon this earth. Amen. That's God's promise for long life. Dear friend, in verse 23, dear friend, the Bible said that when Moses was born, amen, that's where we start out as babies. We don't make decisions when we're babies, we're helpless. Amen. Dear friend, it's when you get older, when you've been taught and trained right and wrong, you've been nurtured and corrected. Dear friend, this morning, and I'll tell you, when we raise our children up and they come to years, all we can do is hope and pray they make the right choices. Amen. There'll come a time when they're out from under us and under our control. The Bible said, first of all, that Moses' parents hid him. They shielded him. They kept him from danger. They guarded him. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, we do all that we can, dear friend, to guard our children. I realize there'll come a time, brother, they've got to go out in the world. They've got to make their own way. Dear friend, but you keep them innocent and you keep them young and you keep them children all the days that you can. The Bible said they held him. They loved him and saw that he was a proper child. Amen. They put some heritage in him. Dear friend, faith, dear friend, this morning was in instilled in them. The Bible said this morning in verses 23 that they feared not the prey, or they were not afraid of the king's commandment. In verse 27, the Bible said Moses had not fearing the wrath of the king. I wonder where he got that boldness at. Man, he got the same place that Paul said Timothy got it. Man, come down from his grandmother and from his mother. Amen. You need to instill some things in your children, brother, they can cling to in the times of their trouble. Amen. And I realize there's a time, brother, that you come to years. I remember when I was a young fella and had some liberties. Amen. Had some freedoms. But they also come with perimeters and boundaries this morning. Amen. When you was a babe, dear friend, mama fed you, opened up your mouth and put colored goo in there, and you didn't have a choice. Amen. Dear friend, you can't wait to grow up, dear friend, and get out where you can do what you want to. But I found out, brother, that pizza and french fries every night and all that is cracked up to be. Amen. Dear friend, I tell you, our parents put protection on us. They was a safety net. Amen. Our parents would bail us out, come to our rescue. Amen. But when you come to years, and some of you can't wait to come to years, dear friend, but I'll tell you, dear friend, when you're, I find you're fat in the fire, and there's no one there to pull you out, and no one out to pay you out of it. Amen. Dear friend, it's rough bearing the own burdens of your decisions this morning. The Bible said when you come to years. I want you to notice three or four things about Moses when you come to years. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, dear friend, first of all this morning, and notice his association. In verse 24, the Bible said he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. That has to do with his affiliations. That's who he was identified with. Amen. Dear friend, I'll tell you, when the police get your name, they want to know your known accomplices. Amen. They want to know who you hang around. Amos 3:3 said, how can two walk together unless they be agreed? read. Amen. When you come to years, you'll have to make some decisions about who you associate with. Amen. Dear friend, who you going to hang with? Who you going to call friend in this world? Dear friend, this morning, dear friend, I imagine old Moses was educated. Dear friend, down in Egypt, he know their culture, their nature, their laws. Amen. Dear friend, Moses lived a different standard. Amen. Dear friend, he came out to be separate. Amen. You may think it's cool, brethren. You may think it's tough to cuss and get a tattoo. Dear friend, you may think it's funny to tell dirty jokes, to look at smud. Dear friend, that's your choice this morning. Amen. Dear friend, but let me tell you something about your friends. I'd always want you to go to the movies or the games or go cruising. You just ask them to go to church with you. Amen. And see how fast they part company. Amen. Dear friend, when you come to years, you're going to have to make some decisions about who you associate with. Amen. I imagine that Moses was enticed. Amen. Dear friend, I'm not just talking about those druggies and potheads. Rather, I'm talking about your friends on the inner circle. Have that peer pressure. Amen. You need to find some folks that are like-minded. Amen. You need to find some folks, thank God, dear friend, that go the same way you're going. I remember that Lot vexed his righteous soul down in Sodom, even though he didn't participate. He just hung around them folks, and he wrecks his righteous soul by seeing and hearing those things that went down there. Amen. When you come to years, amen. Dear friend, I'll tell you one thing, brother. I thank God for every day. When I read the paper and begin to read those names, those that have been arrested and put in jail, drugs and all these other things. Dear friend, I thank God I'm not running with that crowd anymore. I'm glad God delivered me. I'm glad he set me apart. I'm glad he called me out. And I'm glad when I come to years, he give me little sins. I thank God to realize who my friends were. In this world, amen. You'll have, when you come to years, you'll have to make some decisions about your behavior. Amen. In verses 25, the Bible said Moses chose rather to suffer the affliction of God's people than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Amen. Yes, sin, it can be a delight, but it can also be destructive. Amen. And if in your character, they say, is who you are when no one's around. Dear friend, I want to tell you, you are what you are claimed to be when someone's watching you. Amen. You can't claim to be a Christian, brother, at church. Dear friend, if you ain't one on the ball field, you can't claim to be a Christian at church if you're not one in the school halls. You can't claim to be a Christian, brother, if you're not going to be one down at the mall. Amen. I'd rather suffer on the outside as to embrace sin and pay the price later. The Bible said in Numbers 32:23, be sure your sins will find you out. Amen. Dear friend, God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. There is nothing hid that won't come out. I guarantee you may not think mom and daddy know about it. Amen. You may think nobody in the church knows about it. Believe me, if you don't confess it to God, if you don't repent of it, brother, the devil will squeal on you. God will expose you. this morning. How dear friend, you need to. How dear friend, realize when you come to years that sin will mark you. Man, Cain was marked by murder. David was marked by adultery. Thomas is called Doubting Thomas even today. Judas betrayed. Peter denied. How dear friend, sin will make you the talk of the town, and it'll bring shame. Amen. Is that what you want to be known as? A bully? You want to be known as a tramp? You want to be known as a pothead? You want that label following you around for the next 20, 25 years? When your name is mentioned and somebody said, yeah, I went to school with him and he wasn't nothing but a pothead. She wasn't nothing but a tramp running around with everybody. I want to tell you, when you come to you, you've got to make some decisions on your own, and you need to realize that the decisions you make today while you're young is going to stay with you the rest of your days. I didn't say you couldn't get forgiven. I'm telling you those labels will follow you all the days of your life. Amen. And then I want to say Moses, when he come to years, made some decision about categorization. Amen. Verses 26, the Bible said, by faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Amen. I want to tell you something, brother, this morning. The Bible said in verses 26, that he esteemed the reproaches of Christ greater riches have them the treasures of Egypt. Young people, you may not see it now, and you may not understand it now, but when you come to years, you need to realize that there is profit in serving God, and living for God is a lot better than this world will ever offer you. Amen. I know you've been told that it was. I know you've been preached to that it was. And if and in one day you'll realize that everything you've done in this world ain't worth a dime, but what you've done for Jesus, and if you'll invest your life in him, it'll be worth it after all. Dear friend, listen, he saw him who is invisible. Sometimes it's not easy to see the benefits, dear friend, of living right and making the right choices and walking away, dear friend, but I'm telling you, down the road, when you come to years, it'll be worth it all. You'll look back and say, thank God I was delivered from that. Amen. Dear friend, coming to church is the greatest thing. Dear friend, I know parents may have drugged you to church and may have made you go to church, and they ought to. But there ought to come a time when you come to years, you realize you want to be in church. Amen. Dear friend, that it's worth serving God over and living for him this morning. Dear friend, give your heart to God while you're young and serve him all the days of your life will be the best testimony you'll ever have. It's worth it when you come to years. Amen. May the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.